Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 57. Patrick here. Happy Sunday. I hope you all are having a great Sunday watching football with family and friends, chilling out and having a good time. It is the 8th of January 2017, and it's happened again, everybody. A maniac kills unarmed civilians, this time at Fort Lauderdale Airport. These poor people were just waiting for their baggage at the baggage carousel in the airport, and this maniac, this criminal, this psychopath comes out and starts shooting unarmed civilians. And then he runs out of ammunition, and then he lays down and waits for first responders. My hat goes off to the first responders who had to go to that horrible incident. And my heart goes out to the family and friends of the loved ones who lost their lives waiting for their bags, everybody. Well, what gets me about this case is that this guy, who's in the National Guard, I think, he gets kicked out of the National Guard for, we don't know at this point, but he goes to an FBI field office in Alaska and says, "Hey, I'm nuts. I think ISIS is, the government is trying to make me watch ISIS videos." And so I think the FBI did what they could do at the time. They referred him to the local authorities who, I'm assuming, even though I hate to assume, put him on a mental health hold because really they didn't have anything else on the guy at the time. What gets me is why this guy was allowed to board a plane. Why wasn't he on a no-fly list? I mean, let's play this out again. He goes to an FBI field office and says, "Hey, I'm nuts. I think ISIS is making me I think the government's making me watch ISIS videos," or whatever the hell he said, what was going on. You think somebody in the FBI field office would say, "Hey, you know, why don't we shoot this up to chain of command and maybe we can get him on a no-fly list?" So hopefully this comes out in the investigation that is going on. But what I really wanted to talk about tonight is the just being aware of our surroundings. Too many times, folks, I'm not talking about Fort Lauderdale specifically. I'm just talking about being aware of our surroundings. My wife and I had this conversation after we heard about this terrible tragedy, and I started thinking about me personally, about how many times I have my head buried in my phone and I'm not paying attention to what is going on around me. Not all the time, but sometimes. And again, I'm not talking specifically about Fort Lauderdale. I'm just talking about in general. We need to be aware of our surroundings, folks. My wife says, "You know, Pat, that's great, but I'm not a cop. I'm not trained like you." Folks, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a police officer. You don't have to be trained to be aware of your surroundings. And I always go by the rule of, you know, if something looks whacked out, if somebody looks strange, if they're acting weird, something is usually up, right? If somebody comes into a restaurant with a trench coat on and it's 90 degrees out, something is going on. Something is not right. It doesn't take some specially trained person to look at that person and say, "God, that's strange. That is just weird. Maybe I ought to tell somebody." So again, folks, just be aware, be more cognizant of your surroundings. Again, I'm not saying the outcome would have been different if people would have been aware of their surroundings in Fort Lauderdale. You know, I mean, who knows? You know, it's easy to armchair after the fact. I'm just talking about in general, just being aware of your surroundings, folks. Just take the time to notice things around you. Again, so many times we get into this zone where we just tune out everything going around us or going on around us. And I think we just need to be more aware of our surroundings. Get our heads out of our phones or whatever else we're doing. And just take time to just notice the things around us. And remember, I go by my gut instinct. I always tell students and people I talk to who ask, you know, if it looks like a duck and it acts like a duck, you know, it's probably a duck. Meaning, if something looks strange and weird, it probably is. If something is not right, if your spidey senses are going off, for lack of a better word, something is usually up. Go with your gut, because that's usually the right thing. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. It's Sunday. A lot of stuff to do. A lot of football to watch still. I hope you all are well, being safe. If you would do me a favor, head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Head over to cjevolution.net. It's a brand new website dedicated to the podcast. I sure would appreciate it if you visit. You can have my contact information on there. You can tweet me. You can head on LinkedIn. You can have my Facebook page on there. shoot me a message. I will respond to you. We got a lot of great guests coming up in the near future. We got a great guest coming on tomorrow. I'm excited again. He's been on before. He's an excellent guy, a good friend of mine. So you're going to get a kick out of it. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and head off. And I hope everybody has a safe evening. And again, thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.